Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Thursday, 29th of March, 2018. Yesterday was a packed show talking all things Waymo, Jaguar I-Pace, self-driving cars, also Tesla, who had a bit of a shocker on the stock market, 8% down. That's billions wiped off the value of Tesla. Same again today, by the way. I think it closed about 7% down on the previous low. Of course, a ton of negative articles by the mainstream press today questioning, will they go bankrupt? Will they survive? Of course, hasn't affected the incredible products they make. The earnings call is coming soon. We'll find out how close they got to their targets. Could it be 10,000 Model 3s or more they've made? And how close do they get to that 2,500 they wanted to make by the end of March? And with the new automation equipment in the Gigafactory, the stuff from Grohmann, which was going to help the batteries be assembled better and just make the machine that makes the machine, to quote a certain Mr. Musk. We'll find out how they've done. But yeah, bit of a terrible day again today on the share price. So we won't go in depth with anything today, but there's a lot going on. So we'll whiz through 10 things in 10 minutes if I can possibly not go too deep with these things. Right, just the headlines then. At the New York International Auto Show yesterday, we saw an electric Mini a year before we were meant to. But this was, in fact, a Mini Cooper from the 1960s, which has been converted to electric power with a single motor. Would you like one? Yeah, me too. But you can't have one. It's a one-off model and a clever way to get everyone talking about electric Minis without actually showing off the real thing. Just yet, anyway. Well, the 1960s classic Mini shape is known around the world, and wouldn't it be amazing if they made just a handful of them? A bit like the recently Jaguar E-Type announcement featured on Fully Charged with Johnny Smith. That was a converted E-Type that might have a few made of them if you've got a few hundred thousand to buy one. Well, back to the Mini electric proper. That will arrive in 2019 for the 60th anniversary of Mini. And of course, for now, we have to make do with the plug-in hybrid, Mini Countryman, or the i3, which I've heard will be the donor vehicle for all the Mini drivetrain bits within BMW. Right, second story. And at the New York Auto Show as well, VW showed off a plug-in version of their Atlas Cross Sport. Technically, at this stage, still a concept, but they say very, very close to production. Now, the ICE is coupled with motors on the front and the rear axles from a respectable 18 kilowatt hour battery. That's not too bad, actually. That's pretty big for a plug-in hybrid. Good for 26 miles. That's 42 Ks on pure electric power alone. Production, by the way, is slated for next year in the US. In Tennessee. Right, story three. EVs are now equivalent to 80 mpg. A recent analysis showed that EV drivers save almost 2.5 times as much money as those driving ICE cars. And now engineers at the Union of Concerned Scientists has even more good news. An EV now has the equivalent emissions of a gas car that gets 80 miles to the gallon. And if you can go down to a dealer and buy any gas car that does 80 miles to the gallon, yeah, good luck with that, because you can't. Fast Company says in the Pacific Northwest, where most power comes from hydro, EVs get the equivalent of 96 mpg. In California, which has plenty of solar, it's 109 mpg equivalent. Well, the engineer David Reichmuth said it's difficult to make burning gasoline any cleaner, and electricity is trending cleaner over time as we shift away from coal and add more renewables. This means that EVs that were sold years ago can run much more cleaner than when they were first purchased. And I had one of the comments on our YouTube channel, because I put the audio on YouTube just in case anybody wants to just listen to the audio on YouTube. And I had a comment on actually one of the really old podcasts. I don't know how they found that one and made a comment that was a lot. I don't have it to hand, but it was along the lines of you can make a combustion engine now that practically has no emissions, and that we shouldn't be forcing our view that EVs are better than combustion cars on the world. Firstly, thanks for leaving that comment on a podcast all about electric cars. However, know your audience. However, I didn't reply to the comment because, you know, the comment said, you know, you can basically make an internal combustion engine now that has no emissions. And it's so ridiculous that you just shouldn't enter into debate with people like that, because you're just going to lose because stupidity always trumps. Right, next story number four. Graham Cooper is the UK's national grid electric car grand poobah, if you like. And he told the government yesterday that if we moved the 2040 ICE ban forward to 2030, well, the electric grid could cope just fine, thank you very much. Yes, you can still make a cup of coffee and charge your car at the same time. He said the deadline of 2030 would still give us enough time to cope with any changes that need to be made. We'd support a more ambitious target. It provides a clear focus and allows the networks industry to respond appropriately. Even if you left the 2040 target in place, he said, I think the number of people still buying a conventional petrol or diesel before that deadline will be a short list. Well, Graham continued, it's important on a world stage. The UK matches our neighbours. Norway is the most ambitious with a target of 2025. All right, next story. Another story from the Auto Show, funnily enough, in New York right now. And Eric at Inside EVs reported that a pure BEV has won the World Green Car Award for the very first time. He writes, the three finalists for the award were the BMW 530e, the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid, and the Nissan Leaf. Now, upon receiving the award, Nissan's Danielle Schilacci, I think that's pronounced, Executive VP Global Marketing and Sales, said, we are very proud that since Nissan Leaf launched in 2010, we've put more than 300,000 zero-emission electric vehicles on the road worldwide, helping to reduce carbon footprints around the globe. We are honoured, she said, to be recognised by this esteemed jury and proud to continue and expand the vision of Nissan Intelligent Mobility. All right, next one. And long-time podcast listeners will know that it's a bit of a bugbear of mine, a bee in my bonnet, if you like, a worry, a concern about the huge industry that is mechanics, both working for large dealerships and your local one-man band, independent mechanic. Not only will EVs require fewer visits to the car hospital because they're more reliable, have fewer moving bits, but the bits that are left are reasonably more complex. And people need retraining quite quickly, actually. And firstly, well, today Tesla talked about their new training program. It's called Tesla Start. Graduates should get a job within Tesla within 30 days of graduating this program, but they will have to relocate. It's a 12-week course in North Carolina or California, and we're about to get our first batch of graduates from that. And here in the UK today, Allianz Worldwide Partners teamed up with the Institute of the Motor Industry to create a brand new electric hybrid and plug-in hybrid vehicle training program for roadside recovery. Technicians, skill requirements, things like AC, DC voltages, high voltage symbols, cabling components, maintenance and repair, all that kind of stuff that can be done by the roadside. Two really good good bits of news, by the way. Well, Teslarati have a video worth checking out of the Porsche Mission E at the infamous Nürburgring circuit. They say Porsche recently took its Mission E prototype to the Nürburgring in Germany, where it spotted speeding through one of the track's iconic turns and could be seen in a brief clip featuring the all-electric high-performance sedan. The Mission E going through the exit of Brünnchen corner in aggressive Porsche fashion, they say. Go check out Teslarati to watch the video. Well, California already has the e-Golf on sale, but the conditions of the settlement of Dieselgate has been noted by Green Car Reports, and they've dug really deep into this. And it's by the end of 2019, VW actually promised, as part of the settlement, to have two new pure BEVs on sale in California by the end of next year, in addition to the e-Golf. Well, we know the VW ID is coming. It looks like a Golf. It sounds like a Golf, as in how you describe it. Yeah, five doors, that kind of size. Yeah, it sounds like a Golf to me. It's not a Golf, by the way. Definitely not. It's the VW ID. Now, for clarity, the ID also won't be sold in North America before 2020, according to the last statement I saw anyway. I might be wrong on that. So we're looking for two more. Well, the most obvious candidates would be the Audi e-tron Quattro SUV, which is in final stages, and the Porsche Mission E, both by VW Group, both could be on sale in California by the end of next year. Well, finally, we've had lots of hard news today, actual practical things that are happening. So now let's let's speculate, because it's fun, right? And would you look at the time? Look at that. It must be time for a story about wireless charging, because they come around like clockwork. Well, the University of Colorado, Boulder, have made some progress with charging whilst on the move. Now, Professor Alfredi explained, on a highway, you could have one lane dedicated to charging, adding that a vehicle could travel in that lane when it needed an energy boost. Haven't got to be in that lane all the time, which means you can carry a smaller onboard battery, result reducing the overall cost of the vehicle and the weight, of course, as well. Their latest proof of concept is showing energy transfer in the range of kilowatts, but whilst the vehicle is moving at high speed, which is fascinating. Now, I always presumed, before I looked into this, I'd seen some early read some early articles and watched, there's a fully charged video from ages ago about wireless charging. I thought it would be less efficient than plugging your EV in. But actually, at level 2 speeds, sort of between 3 and 7 kilowatts, there's no real difference in terms of wireless charging to plugging in on your EVSE at home, for instance. So they've got the speed up, by the way, if you can get all the charging pads and things lined up. So it's not really about that. Maybe it's about convenience. Maybe it's about getting the manufacturers all on board. This is definitely, I would put a timescale of this 5 to 10 years away. But think about it. If you can get a technology that charges while you travel, then yeah, you could just have a 10 kilowatt hour battery on board, maybe a little solid state thing that can charge and discharge really quickly, which is one of the benefits of solid state. And then you wouldn't need to carry all of your energy with you, because you would constantly be topping up and using it, topping up and using it. Like I say, speculation's fun. Well, I'd like to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube. TuneIn now. Attention, Tesla drivers, if you use TuneIn, this is on the podcast on there now. And the blog, evnewsdaily.com. You can subscribe. You get it first and free and every single day. It would mean a lot if you could rate and review on the places that you do consume the podcast. And if there's somewhere else that we can get the podcast that you would like to experience it, drop me a line and we'll get it on there. I like to be everywhere that you consume your audio, platform neutral. I don't have a preference, as long as you can get hold of the podcast. Well, come and say hi on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.